This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, clear my throat here. Woo-ha! 7 and a half the hour, another hour of the Doug Good Day program with my friend, my pal, my cohort, my colleague, Jay Kirshner, here to add emphasis to the things that we are talking about, including doing what's right and then deciding how do you know when things are right. I am a person of action. And I believe that sometimes that action, the passion for action, doing things, getting things done, gets in the way of what people think about me, because some folks get antsy around me because my priority is to get it done. And there are so many things to get done. I'm sure that I do 10%. I'll have a list of things. You do this, Jay? I bet people listening, they put down, you may have a list of things you got to do, especially if you're in business. Mm-hmm. You got to write down the things that you need to get done in the day. And I'll go through.
It helps to order things in the order of which you need to get
priorities
to be most efficient.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, frankly, what I do here when we arrange the things that we're going to talk about that are important on the air for your consideration, I try to put a lot of things together that we can talk about and find the meaning, the impact, the import of things. And as an example of some of the good news, here's something that I find fascinating because I'm fascinated with the animal community, with all things that live. So the question here, for those of you who don't know much about birds, did you know that they have self-control, just like we have self-control? There's some new research that found the Eurasian jaybird can resist a tempting snack when they know waiting will bring an even better one. I thought self-control had to do with where they pooped. Right? Birds poop everywhere, right? Look at your car.
The world is their bathroom. My thing is, yeah. They have all this space to fly. Why do they come right down in front of our vehicles?
Right. And then poop.
It's maybe like extreme sports for them.
Yeah, right. Maybe
there's
a message there. Right, exactly. Anyway, the crows, jays, magpies, ravens, I refer to crows as flying rats, because they'll, you know, you watch the crows when there's killed roadkill, the rats are around cleaning up the mess. Ugh. But that's how they live. That's what they're used to, and that's what they know. So who are we? It's like being a vegan, and then we were talking about this because today's Vegan Day, right? This is, I think,
mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
National
so Day. Talking about how you are you a real vegan, or you just say you don't eat? I don't eat meat, but I eat fish, so I'm not a vegan.
You're more pescatarian.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So there's when it comes to having self-control. Do you? I guess the business about the birds brings me around to wondering about you and your self-control, or me and mine, and Jay, you and yours. I have a hard time with chocolate having any self-control, or with peanuts and walnut and cashews. I have a hard time.
Cashews, yeah. Yes.
Self-control is not.
Pistachios, those are my jam.
Yep. So, in terms of intelligent birds, some birds are smart enough not to do the things that even we do. So I just think it's interesting to know that people are spending time studying the birds. Where are the people? What do they call them? Ornithologists? Is that a bird studier is an ornithologist, I think, if I'm not mistaken. My memory is there. I'm pretty good when it comes to remembering words. And so, yeah, I believe that's the study of the biology of birds and how they fit into the ecosystem. There are a lot of people that are interested in, we all ought to be interested in the natural kingdom. It's just metering how far we go. I'm actually involved in a movement with farmers in Massachusetts, and I have a meeting tomorrow. We have proposals to go before the state legislature every year, and mine is to prohibit the city or the town that you live in, the Conservation Commission, from taking out of use active farmland and make it a habitat. There's plenty of habitat. And there's not enough room, there's not enough places to grow food. And we have to realize that. Some of these people, they have good intentions, no question about it. Good intentions, but do they really understand the impact of taking one of the towns that I've done a lot of work in and done a lot of farming on 40, 50 acres of land. They just voted a couple of weeks ago, okay, we're going to take this out of farm usage and we're going to make it a habitat for some bird. This is next to a 1,400-acre natural wildlife preserve run by the federal government. So they need another 40 acres? They don't need another 40 acres. And they're not thinking about the broad picture. That's the problem of a lot of people in public service. A lot of people volunteer for town boards, city boards. They have great intentions, but they have no practical understanding of what the reality is in terms of the broader issues. Yeah, it's important to save species like all these birds that we're talking about, but it's more important. Now, I suppose maybe that sounds arrogant. Are we more important than the birds? I guess probably if we did a poll, most people would say yes.
That's why these studies are so important to look at and see that these are not just dumb creatures that just exist. They do have thought processes and personalities, and it is fascinating when they find these findings.
Yeah, I agree. All right, here's something else that's fascinating, if you will. The smiling sun. There are people, some of the NASA photographs of the sun this week, looking up at it, it looks like the sun is smiling down on us. But it's not that it's smiling down on us. Those three dots, if you will, that form the smile, the three dark spots, that look like a happy face, are actually the beginning of big storms on the surface of the sun. So if you go to the NASA website, which I love to go because there's so much fascinating stuff there, the dark patches on the sun, known as corona holes, are regions where these solar wind gushes, these big storms, push out into space. And what happens under that circumstance is that the broadcast that you're listening to, for example, is coming to you via satellite. We have a studio in Dallas. That's where we originate. I have a studio in my home. Jay has a studio in her home. The information and what we're doing is parlayed into the studio in Dallas. And then it's uplinked to a server, and the server sends it up to a satellite that's hundreds of miles. Actually, some of them are like 20,000 miles out in the universe, in the atmosphere. And then the signal comes back down to the radio stations. They have a dish that takes takes in this wave, this microwave, that has my voice, Jay's voice, and what you're listening to. And then it goes out through the radio station control room and out to the antennas that they have, and then to your car or to your home. It's a very interesting process that takes 1/8 of a second. When you think about how far the signals are traveling, like I'm speaking to you, you're hearing me 1/8 of a second actually after I've said what I'm saying. It's amazing. Now, what happens in these solar dynamics is that the sun, with all of these dark spots, with these storms, that stuff is so powerful, it interrupts the signal. So you'll hear once in a while, it's kind of like if you have satellite radio and you go under a bridge, it goes away for a minute, or a second, or however big the bridge is. Well, that's what happens with these sunspots. So the sun may look happy to the people that are looking at it through a telescope, but it's not. The protons, the electrons, the other things that come and bombard the Earth will cause mayhem with communication. And so you go back to their...
You thought Mercury retrograde was bad.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, this is... Mercury retrograde is bad for our head. This is bad for... And then it brings us back around to thinking about how much stuff we're being bombarded with anyway. Think about the microwave that is your telephone, the microwave that is your computer, the microwave that's your television set, the microwave that's your radio, the microwave that the police use. There are microwaves that have been developed all over the place. The sub bands on TV are used. These things are, you can't see them, but they're bombarding your body, your head, everything. And so when the sun has its storms, it basically interrupts all of these microwaves. Maybe it's good in a sense because we're not being bombarded. It only happens for a few seconds, but it may happen frequently. Last time this happened was back in 2014 when it was this bad. So that's our foray into the danger zone. Also in the danger zone today, the story about that Miami building that was evacuated because structural problems. Remember what happened last year to that building that collapsed? Mm-hmm. 98 people were killed. Well, apparently they found the same kind of problems in this condo at Port Royal. And so they have been told to vacate 164 units in this building. Unga bunga. So everybody had to be out of there. I didn't think yesterday by 4 o'clock. It's about a million, good, Doug. About a mile, a little bit more than a mile away from that building that I was talking about that collapsed last year. So this is nothing to mess with, and this certainly is a danger zone.
It is, and when that happened, there were a few, I want to say one or two other buildings more last year that were close to this building that did collapse, and they already evacuated them. They're like, you know what, we found some structural damage, and they're finding it more and more in this location.
The more you look at it, well, it's hard to build. You know, you're building on top of sand.
Mm-hmm.
And normally what they do is they go down with the pilings, depending on how tall the buildings are. There are buildings that have pilings as far down into the ground as the building goes up to make it stable. And that's okay if you can build on top of coral reef and stuff. But some of these areas don't have enough of it to support it, and thus the cracks and the danger. Something to think about if you're going to Florida this winter. 18 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Fox.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
There's a medication recall. It's a blood pressure medication called Quinapril. You must be familiar with that.
Quinapril is one of the so-called ACE inhibitor drugs, Zestril, Lisinopril, Ramipril, the Prils, very commonly used to lower blood pressure for heart failure. Talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctors. There's many cousins in the same family you can substitute.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffer with Jay Kirshner, social media trending things. The story of Jason Momoa. I've always called him Mimosa because I thought it was, his name was close enough. Have a mimosa. What is a mimosa anyway? Isn't that champagne and orange juice?
Orange juice.
Right, okay. Anyway, so Momoa is trending because he's made a plea to help a young boy that has a bone marrow problem. He's trying to find a match for this youngster. The bone marrow registry drive at Brigham Young University in Hawaii is the location. So he rolled up on a motorcycle. Obviously, people know who he is. He lives in Hawaii. He visited the campus at the Brigham Young University Hospital to help young people who need transplants. It's an event called Be the Match. Apparently, he's done this before, right? And in this,
he has a friend who named Travis Snyder who is battling leukemia for the third time, and that's where he learned about Be the Match and different events they host. And so he likes to show up to them. And he happened to Jason Momoa met these two brothers, 6-year-old Ryder Lopez and 9-year-old Raiden, who both had the same rare, potentially fatal genetic disease. Well, Raiden received a bone marrow match, had a donor like years ago, and was cured, but Ryder hasn't had a match yet. And so Jason Momoa shared to his Instagram and different social media video talking about everything, giving this passionate speech and telling people it takes very little. It just takes a swab to the cheek. Do it yourselves. Do it with your children, because you could save a life with these bone marrow transplants.
So what happens with the swab? They can tell whether you're a match, or they can tell what's in your system. What happens when you swab?
Yeah, they can tell if you would be a match or not, and then
like it's a DNA sort of test.
Set of tests. Yeah, like, and I do believe there's another set, another test after, if they do find that you are a match, to see if it would actually help or not.
So he's been doing this for 6 years, and he's had quite the success. And so this is you go. There's a right now, isn't there a match, what do they call it, the GoFundMe campaign to help the money? There are two things here: the money that it costs to do these sorts of things, and actually finding the match that you need in order to save these lives. So two things under consideration. Good for him.
Yeah. And it's nice to see celebrities use their status to
exactly
to certain things like this specifically.
Yep. The Miss Universe pageant under new ownership. Didn't Donald Trump own this at one point in time? Seems to me he did.
He owns one of them, and I can't recall which one. Was it Miss America or Miss USA? I forget which one even goes from USA or America that goes to the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah. So a Thai businesswoman and transgender rights advocate has purchased the Miss Universe organization for $20 million. First woman to own the Miss Universe organization. So, of course, a lot of people think because she's into transgender rights, is that going to, quote-unquote, ruin the Miss Universe pageant? I don't know what the definition of ruin is. It's an interesting combination of events, though, right? An interesting mix here. So it will be interesting to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. The pageant has grown significantly in the last 5 or 6 years, broadcast in 165 countries. So let's see what happens with this person. So what if she's a transgender right advocate? That would be my approach to it. Okay, 28 passed. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Central Bankers' 19 policymakers are expected to keep their inflation fight in a full court press this week. The outcome of the central bank's policy meeting this week is not in doubt. It will raise rates by 0.75 percentage point for the fourth straight time, bringing the target lending rate to 3.75 to 4% range. South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge over the weekend that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The chief revealed Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the looming disaster. Republicans in Ohio are promoting a measure on the November 8th ballot that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in local elections, fighting back against foreign influence in our elections. If passed, it would make Ohio the seventh state to take such a stance. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
21-year-old student and videographer going up and down the river didn't expect to see this treasure, but there it was in plain sight along the rocky shoreline of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. So anyway, this fellow went down, his name was Riley Bryant, went down to the riverbed, saw this stuff in good condition, just lying there.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the Good Day program at 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner to bring you up to date on things that matter. What's an event that's important for you today, the issues of the day, the people, the good news, the good things. The number of carbon capture and storage projects in the pipeline seems to be getting bigger and bigger, Jay, thanks to a lot of focus on emissions, the people who are climate change folks. I don't know how to describe myself. I find that I don't like fitting into a particular bucket. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the climate. I'm concerned about the fate of the human population. I am not concerned about the planet, because the planet has survived very nicely, thank you, for 4.5 billion years under all kinds of circumstances that are a lot more dire than what we're living through right now. So the people that go running around like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, oh my God, no, we've got to do something now. Well, we do need to be responsible. And some people think it's buying an electric car. Okay, well, you can fool yourself if you think that's the way to fix the problem. Get rid of all the cows. Yeah, that'll fix the problem, right? No more cows. Get rid of the methane gas. Anyway,
you're so quick to react to. The best offense
judgments.
Is a good defense, but let's also examine why things are happening, how we realistically could stop it, because as we see with the electric vehicles and everything, where California eventually is going to no longer make anything other than electric vehicles and allow those, well, what about the rolling blackouts? What about what we saw after Hurricane Ian in Florida, where the batteries were blowing up? Because of water damage.
It's silly.
It's one of those silliness things. It makes sense. The thought process makes sense, but we also need to be realistic and intelligent in how we would choose to move forward with things.
Yes. So there's a new report out from the Global Carbon Capture Initiative or whatever it is. The studies, what's going on, the studies focus on the fact that there is a lot of change going on, frankly. And the people who are thinking about cutting emissions having a lot of success. There are a number of facilities around the world that are being used to help change. They call it a climate change think tank, working on proposals for saving, whatever there is, the CO2 capture capacity. So what are they doing with the carbon that they capture? That's what I want to know. Is it being pumped back into the ground? So if you capturing it, we ought not to be making it. It's never mind. I mean, we make it and then they capture it. And what do they do with it? This is the question. There are all kinds of tax credits for this sort of thing. There's a whole big, the Biden administration has gone way over the edge when it comes to trying to improve solar opportunities. There's lots of advantages, tax breaks, and that sort of thing. And that's the most dramatic. And there are tax incentives for buying a car, too. If you buy an electric car, you get, I think my son, who was looking at one of them because he lives in Southern California, he wasn't really off on the climate change thing. He just said, okay, I can save $10,000 by buying one of these cars.
And that's I think, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the practical side of it, one way or another. There are a lot of people that are doing a lot of things, and it's good. It's thoughtful. Think it out, but let's not go off the deep end. I guess that would be my word to the wise. Speaking about going off the deep end, the Supreme Court this week is hearing arguments on two cases challenging race-conscious admissions at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. There's a group called Students for Fair Admissions. I love these names, don't you? Students for Fair Admission. Now, they may have something. Yeah. I actually think they're onto something, and I've thought this for a long time. I'm not sure that I'm impressed with the way they're arguing this, but there are a lot of questions that have come up for years and years and years about this, and it was thought to be politically incorrect, and as we have become more politically sensitive, I guess politically correct, it is not the, it's not something done by the faint of heart. If you question affirmative action, and that's what these people are doing. Now, I don't know who they are individually, but I know they've made the point that it's illegal and unconstitutional to, this is a, the discrimination they claim is against white and Asian applicants who are zeroed out because of black and Latino peers getting preference over white and Asian applicants. I can see this happening all over the place, frankly. Lawyers arguing in support of affirmative action, Biden administration countering that the policies are necessary to address racial disparities in education going back centuries. You know, I think that might have been the case when this first started back in the 70s, but it's not the case now. I don't see it. I don't feel like there's prejudice. As a matter of fact, it may be even the other way around. And that's why I say this outfit may have something here. The Supreme Court has upheld affirmative action policies. If you go back to the 80s and 90s, and the most recent one was in 2016, But I think there are a lot of changes, and this is good and bad. I think they ought to be looking at this, but the idea that it's there and being considered is more because of the ideological makeup now of the court, which is aggressively to the right. And back to my theory that this is so wrong that the founders didn't have in mind that we're going to have so many Republicans and so many Democrats. They didn't even have parties back. Well, you know, do you know that? There were no parties when the United States of America was formed after there were the Whigs and the Tories and stuff like that. But we didn't have Republicans and Democrats until the 19th century. And they, you know, you look at...
You're right by the American people and not have us be taxed by people across the pond.
Right. Yep. And so anyway, the fact that some people are saying, oh, this is terrible, affirmative action policies are in peril, fairness is in peril. That's the way I look at it. Justice Roberts
have an equal right to apply to a school or a job
and be considered based
on that which to be looked at exactly and be considered. And maybe there shouldn't be one person in charge of doing the hiring on or be accepting certain applications. It should be more of a group and make sure that that group does not have any biases or prejudices.
You know, there's a policy now in many cities and towns. We just hired in Framingham a chief diversity officer. There was a woman in the job before who was a nightmare, horror show. And she didn't last a year because she would start a meeting by having the people that worked in the city and city hall say, or go through a mantra of admitting that they were white people of privilege and basically shaming them. What the hell is that all about? And I guess my question also would be, and this may be a real no-no, but I'm going to ask it anyway, why is it that these people are always black? Are they the only ones that are sensitive to the new person that was hired here to be the diversity officer is black? Do you not have people who are white or Latino or whatever it is? Or why are we making it so focused on the group of people who have a religious or an ethnic extra grind? That's really what this is.
The historically repressed or oppressed minorities, persons of color or people who are gay or straight or members of the LGBTQ+ community.
Well, I get where in terms of being I'm more sensitive toward blacks than I am any other group that's a minority, because if you look back at the history of how they got here, what they were doing, I suppose you can say that to a point with the Chinese, the coolies that were brought over on the West Coast more than they were in the Midwest and the East Coast. But they were basically slaves. And so, you know, you go back to that and think, ooh, how in the world could one human being do that to another? And even though I've said many times I don't believe that people today who don't own slaves, never have, should be paying money to people who never were slaves. I feel strongly about that, but I also feel strongly about giving everybody like an equal opportunity to get at whether it's getting into school. You know, there are a lot of poor white people, a lot of poor Asians. Well, I don't know. I don't actually, now that I think of it, I'm chuckling myself. I don't know any poor Asians. Do you? I know lots of poor whites and lots of poor blacks. And I don't even know, I can't tell you that I know a lot of Hispanics that are poor. And I think it has to do with a work ethic, frankly. Every Latin that I know is a hard worker. The people that work on, you know, they work in sometimes menial tasks, but they are, to a person, I don't know anybody that is lazy. I know a lot of lazy whites, and I know a lot of lazy blacks, but I don't know any lazy Latinos, and I don't know any lazy Asians. Do I sound prejudiced? Do I sound out of place? I just don't.
And that's just in my world. Your own personal experience.
That's my personal experience.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. All right. So anyway, there's a lot of people. I mentioned Roberts, who has been pretty skeptical of affirmative action over his years as the Chief Justice. And there are those at Harvard. I get frustrated with Harvard because it has this rap on Harvard, like next to godlike creatures. They all go to Harvard. You get a Harvard degree. Wow, that's really something. You know what? I have a degree from Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio. I can put myself up against anybody that went to Harvard or any other school. It was an Ivy League school or a non-Ivy League school, and probably fare pretty well. Because it's the person, it isn't the institution. It's up. You get as much out of where you go to school as you put into it. It's like a job. It's like anything. So how Harvard has gotten the reputation is just, it's the politically correct thing. Oh, wow, Harvard. And it just gains that momentum. And because, you know, people of note have come out of there. But I suggest to you, most of the people of note that have come out of Harvard would have been just as successful if they'd have gone someplace else. The thing is, it opens doors for opportunity, but once you get there, you better be able to perform or you're out, you're toast. And maybe that's, but again, those people are, that's a different type of affirmative action or non-affirmative action. You go to Harvard, member of the good old boys network, you get a job. That's discrimination, isn't it? When you get down to the bottom line, I think it is. All right, everybody's staying away from me. I guess I'm on thin ice here, so I'll take a break at 48 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivation.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack is one of the most, I would say, prolific of all of the people we have on the air. He has more knowledge and shares it, and you can attend to Jack's knowledge in any number of ways. His podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, also our podcast at Good Day Health Show, most recent one, has a question and an answer. Is our healthcare system corrupt? The answer, yes. So you can get Jack's take on that and other recommendations that he has. There's no confusion at all. He always has, and he's really one of the great things. I never, there are a couple of people that I'm associated with, Jack, on the air, that I've asked questions of over the years, and they've never been befuddled by the questions. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is one of them, the lawyer we have associated with the program, and you're another. You always are right, bingo, Johnny on the spot. I got a question, you got an answer. So you can get Jack's answers at Good Day Health Show. All the Good Day Health Show podcasts are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So check that out and check out Jack's podcast as well from his radio show that he does locally in Salt Lake, where we're heard as well. And I got a kick out of looking at some of the testimonials that come from your client. You're kind of like me. You're involved in this, that, and the other thing. I guess you said you want to be like me when you grow up, and I want to be like you when I grow up. But all these people,
a picture of you on the wall.
Yes.
Remind me every day of my goal.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway, the people who are going to your clinic to get the Nuka Chiropractic are proof positive of you doing the great work that you do. And so what you hear Jack talking about on the air, you can have it demonstrated, but you got to go to, you can't do this through the teleport there or Zoom. You can't get your Nuka adjustment on your shoulders and your neck. You got to go there. But anyway, so and you go to their office, you get their bio scan, there's all kinds of great things. So check out Jack's podcast and his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. I wanted to talk about baldness with you for a minute. You're losing your hair. You have been for a while. I guess I'm losing mine in the back a little bit as well. Don't like it. There's a team of researchers studying the process of hair growth that have generated hair follicles in culture. So you wonder if this is the next thing. You know, there have been transplants. There have been things that... remember Ron Popeil, the guy, the information... Oh, yeah. Remember he had that stuff you spray on your hair to give, to give you more hair? There have been a lot of efforts done to make men look better, and women, too. Women are beginning to lose their hair. So why do people... I guess my question to you is, why do you lose your hair? What is there that's going on in that skin on the top of your head that the top loses, and then you got hair on the side of your head, but not on the top?
Well, the major cause is the hair follicles on the head are not consistent throughout the top of the skull, on the scalp, as far as type of follicles. But also, the health of the follicle, you know, it's the same thing that happens when you get chemo. Why do you lose your hair? Because you kill the follicles. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to go that far in order to lose hair. Just the daily things that you come in contact with, let alone chemo, the stuff that's in the water, the stuff in the air, the stuff that's in our food, there's various cells of the body that are more susceptible to these kinds of toxic influences than other cells. And unfortunately, very fragile cells are in the follicles of the scalp. And so women will lose hair just as much as men will. I have plenty of female patients in their 50s. And when they lie down on their side for me to take care of them, I can see their scalp as much as they try to take care of themselves. But then the other thing, of course, is the dihydrotestosterone, DHT, in men. And if you have an extra abundance of dihydrotestosterone, it seems to be a little bit toxic to follicles as well, scalp follicles. So that's why we call it male pattern baldness.
I remember being told once when it looked like I was losing a little bit of hair, it was because I was putting conditioner on my hair or putting things on my scalp that plugged up the follicles. Yeah, right.
Well, remember, your skin is not a mirror. Your skin is a sponge.
Yeah.
And anything that you apply to your hair is going to go into the bloodstream.
It's going to come through the pores and go into your system, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So,
exactly.
But we've been able to help. I can help women get their hair back much quicker than men can.
All right. Check out Jack.
For that at Forbidden Doctor.
Right. ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right. Yeah. That's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.